Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The Lord has something to say once again. Hallelujah. I said the Lord has something to say once again. As you seek the Lord in the next 14 days, I want you to journey with the Lord both spiritually and mentally. Because the Lord will be showing you the blueprint. Some of you, for the first time, you are going to have clear predictions for that which will happen in the year 2026. But I can tell you ahead now, Nigeria will still be around by this time next year. Hallelujah. I can tell you that ahead, so you can rest. The Lord is on this matter. Because you see, Nigeria is very significant and very strategic to the plan of God for Africa. And if Nigeria falls, Ghana will fall, South Africa will fall. And the Christian world in Africa will be seriously jeopardized. So if our leaders have refused to do the right thing, then the Lord himself will step in and get the job done. But it's not because it is God's primary duty to do it. But there are intercessors crying for mercy. And God has heard that cry. A day will come in this land. A day will come in this country. When people hear of things like insurgency, it will sound very strange to them. Because it will be a thing of the past. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word of the Lord will bring it to pass. Ah, yes, 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 yes. A day will come in this land. A day will come very not far away. When we have crusades and we have conferences here, our brothers from the north will be here. Oh, yes. And you will see an Igbo man lift up the hands of an Hausa man. And a full, because I even saw revival among the Fulanis. I saw the Lord showing up and revealing himself to them. So listen to me. God is not sleeping. The scripture says, he that keepeth you does not sleep, neither does he slumber. He doesn't go on vacation. He doesn't go on break. The one who wrote your story doesn't sleep. You may be tired and discouraged. He's never discouraged. Joseph may spend years in the prison. God is not moved. Because the day that Joseph will become prime minister, nobody will have the answer to the king's question. You must understand, as we step into this new season, that you are a child of prophecy. There is nothing that is going to happen in your life in 2026 that is not an ordination of heaven. You are not trying to make anything happen. You are only coming into the things which God himself has already spoken. And that's why this new year, we are not going to take blank steps. We are going to take deliberate steps as orchestrated by the Spirit of the Lord. And that's why I trust God that in these 14 days, your ears will be open. Your spiritual eyes will be open. There are people you have been telling your matter who have no business knowing anything about you. But this time around, your eyes will be open. There was a lady, I was in Benin City, and there was a lady that has been trusting God for 27 years for a child. When I was praying for her, and the Lord said, I've given you a baby. And the Lord told me, say, tell her, from day one, don't talk to anybody. But there was a woman, an elderly woman in that compound. I mean, an elderly woman there should be someone you can confide in. And the woman would tell her, don't worry. By God's grace, you will have a child. And she would say, amen, mama. And the day it finally happened, mama, I don't enter. The mama said, you won't keep her. How can my prayer partner be my tormentor? Mama, what is this? The baby died. After 25 and a half years. The husband called me. I said, I told you. I said, don't talk. You know what it means to wait for 27 years? Huh? You know how many, do you know how many things the doctors would have told you? Even the person talking to you now, I won't wait for 25 years. I will adopt. And for whatever it's worth, there's nothing wrong with adoption. Are you hearing me? There's nothing wrong. Just make sure you choose the one that is fine. Don't go and marry the one that people say, ah, sorry, now you born am. You look well. If you don't have eyes, ask those who wear glasses. They will look at it well and select for you. I will not wait 25 years. Those people, I don't know, some people have faith. I don't have that kind of faith. You can abort the plan of God for your life by talking to the wrong person. And you have to go and start again. So I was in Benin City and a man brought his wife to the church. After the service, the woman very quiet. She was looking. I said, you look so quiet, but your mouth. I said, your mouth. I said, do you want a child? He said, yes. I said, can you keep quiet for 9 months? The husband said, Pastor, just pray this prayer. I know what I will do. Man is a cement dealer. Say, Pastor, just pray. No. Say, Pastor, no. Say, she's calm now. Just that thing you said that time, say it again. Then leave the rest. It was at the celebration the man told me what he did. Because she got a baby. He said he bought a small generator. That blew, I better pass my neighbor. The house has a generator, but he now bought a new one for our room alone. So, put a fridge there. Anything she wants that will make her go to the compound and be asked, he put it there, lock the door. And he told the boys in the house, once the light goes off, on this small gen, all of you can sweat, but this room, on this small gen. And some of you may be laughing, but that may be what your prophecy requires. Because you tell everybody, and that's why it's as though you're almost getting there and then something happens. If you cannot pray, learn to be quiet. Can you remember things you told people that I'm going to do this and then it never happened? Even Mary, even Elizabeth, they hid themselves. Angel came. It was angel that came and told Mary, you will be pregnant. Next month now, we'll start singing for her. Yet, Mary and Elizabeth, they knew how to hide their heads. Don't share your prayer points with everybody. The problem is not that you are talking. The problem is that you are giving out too much information. That's the problem. So these 14 days, we are going to ascend into the mountain of the Lord. Because in the mountain of the Lord, everything is clear. The signal level is very strong. That's why we are going to fast, both spiritually, physically, and mentally. You are going to fast. Your mind will fast. After 14 days, you would have stepped into 2026. Amen. There was a king who had written on the wall many, many tekel or passing. And they called Daniel to interpret. And one of the things that Daniel was able to bring out was that the kingdom was already taken away from him. The king was still eating. He had the wine in cup in his hands. And they were already raiding the city. There was a king in Babylon. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. God had been watching him and setting a trap for him. Until one day he stood up and said, look at Babylon that I've built with my own great power. Now, that may not sound like pride, but let me give you a Nigerian context. By the time this administration, at the inception of this administration, we were owing salaries, 3 years, pensioners have not been paid. All the roads were bad. But this administration ensured that we prioritize road construction, started adulating himself. And that was what God was waiting for. You know, Daniel warned him. What I would have expected, because there are things you see in the spiritual realm that are not cast in stone. If the moment Daniel had warned him, he had gone on his knees and said, Lord, have mercy. That is the most powerful prayer point I've heard anyway. Lord, have mercy on me. Is the most that the realm of mercy is above faith. Like that brother I shared his testimony in the morning that was kidnapped around Abuja area. He said, God, have mercy. He was a pastor. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. It's not the time to be engaging in fist cuffs with the kidnappers. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. For the sake of these widows that I'm taking care of, have mercy. If I die, they will suffer. And the Lord ensured that man left there and he did not pay a ransom. So this year, 2026, will be the year of mercy for you. Yeah. If the Lord says and declares that we should say unto the righteous that it shall be well with them, then also I can say to you, unto the righteous, that it will be a year of mercy for you. Yeah. My mentor, Professor Molonrun, was get crashed into Covenant University for an interview, but he was not invited, but he get crashed. He was taken. The person that took him there was not taken. The person who was invited was not taken. And the school sponsored him for his master's, PhD, postdoctoral studies. He became Dean of Engineering. And he was being tipped to become Vice Chancellor before he went abroad. Mercy. So when we journey these 14 days, that will be one of our prayers. Because you have tried. You have done everything you knew, but it didn't work. So now we ask for mercy. Can we say, Lord, have mercy? Now mention them and say, Lord, have mercy. I cannot do it on my own. I have nowhere to turn. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. King Nebuchadnezzar could have gone on his knees and appealed for mercy. But he felt the prophetic word was a suggestion. It was an advice. Prophecies are not advice. They are not suggestion. They can happen. I realized that even in prophecy, you don't need to agree all the time. Your lad did not agree with the prophecy. But he didn't stop it. Except it's not from God.
Sing praises to you, oh Lord, my strength. I will sing praises to you. Say, I will sing.
I will sing praises to you. Oh God,
you are my strength.
My strength.
Hallelujah. The greatest strength of my life is the word of the Lord. I cannot tell you how important that, because the word of the Lord operates in the realm of wisdom. Every time God speaks, his wisdom is distilled. You have an advantage over mortal men when you can see and hear what others can't see and hear. And this is your birthright. The year 2026 is for those who can hear him. Let's try Psalms chapter 15 very quickly. We'll just take one or two verses. Psalms chapter 15. I don't want to move forward without your presence. I don't want to become more popular than you. Psalm 15. Give me King James. We ascend this holy mountain. We ascend this holy mountain. A psalm of David. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Verse 3. He that backbiteth not with his tongue. Look at the qualification for staying on God's holy mountain. If that thing you are saying, you can't say it in front of that person, even if it's a backbite. I know you mean well, but if you can't say it, if the person is standing there, then just keep quiet. I am telling you why you are disqualified. People don't see the thing about approaching God is that it's not really about God, it's about you. Please go back to that scripture quickly. He said, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor. Stop there. I thought God would be saying things like you fast, pray, and all those things. Look at what God is talking. God is talking about your relationship with people. Most of the people who did me shege in my life didn't wear earrings. Their skirts were very long. And this is not about dress style. It's not about your dress sense. I'm saying the moment I saw you, I should feel more comfortable. How can you be in the office? And the reason why somebody's challenge is now more challenging is because he met with you. There are a lot of, Jesus has already told you people. You know, you Pentecostals said on that day, I will say I don't know you. And this is the reason. Look at some of the things. Maybe after this fasting, we'll come back and look at the seven things that God says he hates. Put up that scripture because I don't even want to see my face now. He said, if you do evil to your neighbor, this, I know your neighbor may not be born again, but look at what the word of God is saying. He said, you'll be disqualified from his holy mountain. He said, if you take a reproach against your neighbor, you'll be disqualified. Next verse. If you look at this one is very important. I say, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. Listen, let me explain this one. If you see a corrupt person on TV and you say, Kai, that man is very wise. He's not perfect, but he's wise. You'll be disqualified. The Lord says, as a Christian, a corrupt man must be who he is corrupt, even if he's your uncle. Many years ago, my great-grandfather, because he had a lot of slaves from the southeast, and when I see him, I hope I'm not sure he will make heaven anyway, but but he had slaves. Those were those years. Some of the slaves were people of the Igbo extraction that came to Ondo town. And those people have naturalized now. So they are Ondo people. But he had these slaves, many of them.
And one day, one of them provoked him and he killed him on the farm and buried him there. I told you the man cannot make heaven. So you see why? It's not. I'm not judging him. You cannot. I don't know how you will make heaven with what you have done. But the matter was buried. Only a few of the sons in the house knew what the man did. Then one of my uncles became born again and he started going to deeper life. So at the end of the, and if you see the harvest from that farm, see palm oil, see yam. My mom was collecting everything, we were working it. Then one day my mom collected palm oil for my uncle who is a Christian. That one now said he did not want it. My mom now said, I stressed myself to get this thing for you. You have to come and take it. My uncle now said, are you not aware of what happened on that land? My mom did not know. My uncle said, that land is cursed. I cannot touch anything on that land. Well, that's true. But now with what I know, I can actually go and claim the land and I know what to do and we'll appease the gods and we'll move on. But I overheard the conversation. I just asked my mom, sorry, where is the palm oil? I hope you are not planning to use it to cook this because I'm not going to eat too. You know? It's my grandfather. No, sir. I cannot stand with you. What you have done is evil. A vile man must be contempt. He must be who he is. There's no emotion to it. My family members know, if you don't serve the Lord Jesus Christ, my children can't sleep in your house. I don't care who you are. Because I don't know the God you are serving. I don't want my children to come back and I'm dealing with what I don't know about. But that's my own philosophy. You can go anywhere and let your children be dancing as unto and maybe that's fine. But because I know where I was coming from. I know nobody sat me in my house to explain how serious my condition was. I found out by mistake. I heard my parents discussing with a medical specialist about my life, my condition. I thought they were talking about somebody else. I was the one. The situation was so bad. I never knew I would live this long. The only reason I'm because I gave myself to prayer early. So we shall ascend. So there are requirements. Albeit, God really doesn't want us to be visitors to his presence. He wants us to live there permanently. And believe me, you can gain mileage in 14 days. Are you with me? You can gain what? You can gain mileage. The thing I've observed with certain people is that when they say they are waiting upon the Lord, it is only their stomach that knows that fact. It is the stomach that knows he's being punished. The heart, no connection. Then on 6 p.m., Father, we thank you for you are the mighty God on YouTube. Then you start typing amen, amen, amen. Well, you need to type the amen, all right? But I'm just telling you that we may come before the judge of the whole earth, but what we will bring out will be different. Because there are some of you have carried burdens that didn't belong to you for years, and you've tried to unearth yourself of those things, and they never left you. But you are not going into 2026 with those burdens. Because the Lord will fight for you. Yeah. And you will hold your peace. Yeah. I said the Lord will fight for you. Yeah. And you will hold your peace. Yeah. So coming to the mountain of the Lord means that we are drawing near to God for intimacy. We want to be close to him. I hope you know that we actually can do better in our walk with God. There are some people now, as I'm talking, just know yourself and your matric number. There are, if you look at your prayer points in the last 6 months, there is nothing in your in that prayer that benefits God, only you. Some of you must have been shocked when you heard that our sisters were praying for those that were kidnapped. Some of you just were saying, hey, again, you have kidnapped again. That's what you thought. It didn't matter to you. But you see, the thing about the Christian faith is that we are compassionate people. Huh? We are compassionate people. So why do we come to the Mount of the Lord? We come because we want to seek Him. We want to be intimate with Him. And let me tell you, God loves people that are very honest. Come before the Lord. And I'm not saying God is not interested in solving your problems, because one of the ways you will know God is in your life is that He will fix you. He's going to solve your problems. God has an economy in heaven that makes provision for every aspect of your life. How you will know that a good wife comes from the Lord is that you now realize that it's not easy to marry. Ah. When you, if you make a terrible choice, you will now know that a good wife comes from the Lord. A lady came here to this church. This was where she sat down. This is where she sat down. Married a person she thought was a Christian. In 1 week, she said she realized she married a secret, an occultist. But the guy was able to masquerade. He would shout, I go to church, you shout hallelujah. For 8 years that marriage survived, there was no consummation of that marriage. Maybe that's why they told the man in their coven, he must not touch her. If he needed to see her husband, she would have to go to a hotel to meet him. But they were married. Yes. So she was here. And she shouted hallelujah the way people are shouting hallelujah now. But would you believe that such a thing in this our era? Like, if I want to see my husband, I have to go and meet him in a hotel. They've never stayed in the same house. And they were married. Sir, which secret court is your own? No, because I know Black Axe. I know those ones they used to enjoy. Even on campus, those of us that used to be palm wine, this thing. That one was even, we go there, we pastor, I used to be part of them. When you see people going to church, better appreciate God for them. If you know where God picks some people from. My pastor, what do you call that? Kegite. Many of those guys are even more active than Christians. Because when you see them, they beat their drum, they are active. You even be, we say, they are sinners. Who told you they are sinners? That one of them is going to be a prophet tomorrow. And you see the way they hold that drum in between their legs. Anywhere they sit, you must know they are there. And this is not a clarion call for you to join. And I'm just telling you that your zeal also has a score. I say your zeal has what? It has a score. If you are too passive, if you are too laid back, there are many things about your life that will not make sense even to you. We come before the mountain of the Lord because we need clarity. There are things about our lives that we may not really understand. Not because we are bad people, but we just don't know it somehow. And we come to the Lord asking for guidance. So as we come in the next 14 days, starting tomorrow, I want you to prepare to pray the prayer of inquiry. The prayer of what? Oluwa, bawo loro yi se je bayi. Because you have prayed, you have fasted, you went for vigil. Slow down, don't pray again. Ask the Lord, why is this matter like this? Somebody called me a few days ago and was trying to talk about something related, like, why is this matter like this? And you know, nothing provokes the prophetic anointing like questions. Why is this matter like this? And my eyes just opened. And I began to speak. And I just say, I said, I saw you and your sister somewhere, and I saw incisions were being marked on your body, and I saw you being taken to a certain river, and you were being baited for. And then I started speaking about it. She started laughing. I was confused. Because when women laugh, when they are not supposed to laugh, I'm usually very, I don't know how to interpret your laughter. I'm scared now. So she now said, do you know why I'm laughing? She said, it's as if you were there. She said, that was actually the... He said, I remember that day that those incisions were put on our body. She said, sir, we go to church in our family, but I know my mother is not pure. Ooh. How can you prophesy to somebody on the phone? You are not seeing the person. The signal is strongest at the top. Are you with me? Every time you promise yourself you will fast and you convince yourself at 10 a.m. to break. And can I, if it, just to encourage you, any day I say I want to fast, it's hunger that wakes me. So I just want to encourage you that we are together. Don't even try that thing and say your stomach is pain. It must pain you. That's the idea of the fast. How can I say you are fasting? Everything is okay. You won't know you talk too much until you start doing vigils every night. Then you get to the office. That your friend that likes talking about politics that sits beside you. Did you hear that it was Delegewa that killed Babangida? The moment you are dozing because you pray till 4 a.m. and manage, you don't have time to talk. You say, yeah, okay, what do you have? You say, like you're tired. You say, yes. Now, stop that vigil. You will be the one bringing the paper to him. Where I read. You won't know. they buy paper in your office. I mean, you in those days, we'll have the papers, we'll read it in the office. When there are no customers, you read. Say, read. Since you refuse to read your Bible, read this one. Now, let me tell you, there's something unique about the mountain of the Lord. When you are planning to come, you must come with a sacrifice. Huh? Like Isaac. Isaac did not know. He thought they were going to pray. He did not know that he would not be coming back that day. If not for the mercy of God, Isaac was a dead man. And I hope you know Isaac was not a baby. So he was able to climb the mountain. They didn't carry him. He climbed it. And he kept asking the father. He said, I can see the firewood. I can see the knife. But where is the sacrifice? And the bloody liar told his son. He said, the Lord will provide the sacrifice. But he spoke by faith. But it was a lie. Question. If Abraham had heard, arise and kill your son, but fail to hear, stay your hand, Isaac would have died and it would be murder. Coming to the mountain of the Lord means that I am able to hear God per second. When the Lord can say, stay your hand, now move forward. If you get to that point, you become untouchable for the enemy. And that's why Satan will prevent you from getting there. With all this gyrating and all these things that are happening on social media, it will keep you there. But the price of your entertainment is that you will lack oil on your head. You will not have anointing. So when you are coming to the mountain of the Lord, you are going to do away with certain things. By the grace of God, some of you will delete Instagram app for the next 14 days. Say amen. Yeah. You'll delete Facebook. Which one do you like? TikTok. All those dancing Salomes. You delete them for 14 days. I've told you, dancing doesn't have intelligence. Get messages. Get books. Get your Bible. Get your notepad. I have noticed that anytime I come before God's presence with the intention to write, God speaks. God speaks. He will honor that step of faith. Imagine that John, the, John the Beloved went into Patmos without writing materials. Just imagine. Then when he comes back, he say, what did you say? He say, I saw, was it seven candles or eight? He say, it's like a six. So, but it was seven. You saw a man. He say, yes. One eye was red, one was... He say, are you sure? The other day you said they were flaming fire. He say, yeah, I saw someone. So, a short pencil is better than your brain. Just write. I am telling you why two people may fast and somebody may benefit more. Do you know God wants to speak to you? Do you know that God is not really moved by what people say? God actually wants to speak to you. When I lay in that hospital bed and the doctor said to me, there is nothing we can do for him again. When the doctor, he said it to my hearing. That alone was strong enough to sentence me to death. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, did I not tell you that your covenant with death? When a man is dying, it's not the time to be imagining God's voice. I heard it. He said, this boy, there's nothing you can do for him. My mom was weeping. Say, this is how this boy will die. But I heard a voice over my head. He said, but I told you that your covenant. Listen, God's word doesn't expire. It doesn't expire. You are the one that change a t-shirt. You support Arsenal today. You support Chelsea tomorrow. There are some Arsenal supporters. They have made peace with their club that anytime they start, they will win first. Then they will start losing. You can actually do a lot more if you make up your mind to cut off a lot of things. These 14 days, leave out certain things. Don't post any skit. Only you can, if your business involves posting on your, you can do your business online. Stay away from pleasure. Stay away from too much of pleasure. Give yourself to the Lord. The blessed thing that will happen to you is when you come out after 14 days and God has actually spoken to you. In all the world, I show. Oh, go, I show. He make it. He did. How am I redeemed? Then do my prayer. In all the world, I show. Oh, go. When you come before the presence of the Lord, you must understand the attitude of the palace. You are coming before the presence of a great king. God is not someone you can give a wiper. You have to be very careful. God is not a man. He's not a man. If you understand this about him, you become very careful. He is your father, but the way you approach him will determine how far you will come. You must know when you are coming to him as a father and when you are coming to him as a king. When you come to him as a father, you can jump on his legs and the angels will say, now they are picking. But when you are coming to legislate over your destiny, the destiny of your family, and you are coming as a priest, you must be well clothed. Must be well clothed. You must understand that you cannot stand before him if you don't have honor in your heart. Even the way you praise him, even the way you sing to him, even the way you approach cautiously, until he beckons to you. Was it not Esther that said, I would fast and pray before I show up? She fasted and prayed and took her life in her hands. And when she got to the door, she waited for the king to say, come. Today, social media teaches us about a God they have never met. The one that John saw, and he fell down as a dead man. In the book of Revelation, the same Jesus. When Paul saw him on the road of Damascus, he said, Lord, who art thou, Lord? I don't know your name, but you are Lord. And Jesus introduced himself. I say, I am Jesus, the one that you are persecuting. Look at the way Jesus spoke after his resurrection. It was a different kind of conversation. When he rose up and he saw Mary by the tomb, he said, go and tell my brothers. Say, go and tell. There was an element of strength and authority. Go and tell them. And this careless notion in the way we approach him is why many of us are not getting the best. Let these 14 days cost you something. Let it cost you the time you spend on your phone. Cut it down. Spend a lot of time in meditation. Spend a lot of time in prayer and worship. Let these 14 days be about Jesus. Because I tell you, those who seek for the Lord early shall what? They shall find him. Get your songs ready, because you'll be singing to him. And you'll be singing for him. Hallelujah. I'm gathering my songs. Even if I come before his presence and I have nothing to say, I have my songs ready. And I'm going to prepare them. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. I've realized that even though Christianity is free, but it's not cheap. The way of the cross is the way of sacrifice. Let these 14 days, let it cost you something. You don't need to be coerced. You, between you and God. You may want to decide that in 2026, you don't want to falter in your relationship with God. You can't be productive by accident. Take your pen, write out those things that are important. Lord, 2026, I want my relationship with you to be stable. Write it down. Those are things God would like to hear. You see that car? He will give you. Sure, I told you people last week. Now, I said I prayed for somebody in Abuja. And God gave me $1.2 million. He did not even give me one cup. He now came again. Said I should add more to the prayers. His wife was there. I wanted to slap him. So, and that pastor was there. The pastor was very angry. Pastor, why do you pray for him? I said, the one that sent me did not. I said, well, I understand your anger, but I'm also angry for him. But he said he wants prayer. What will I do?
Jesus, the Son of God, I believe.
He was not, that man was not the one that called me to be a pastor. The man has never seen $1.2 million in his life. He's 35 years old. Just a prayer. Huh? When he got the money, he tore his shirt. They ran after him in Abuja. He has never... His mind could not capture that figure. Like, what's this? What's this? What's this? Ah! He now came, said, that prayer you prayed, I want it again. I said, this is why pastors are charging. Because these people are not grateful. This pastor was giving me signs. I should discard him. It's a useless man.
No turning back. Ah, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to go for Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
The Lord said, I should say to you, Harvest Road, say in these 14 days, say, get ready to remember everything I have done for you. Say, don't come anyhow. Sit down. Look at the last 1 year. And look at every battle the Lord, by his mercy, delivered you from. He said, come back. He said, come. These 14 days, when you say you want to pray, be thanking him. Be thanking him. Just be thanking him. Leave your prayer. Because you have been praying now, nothing happened. He said, remember the things I did. Some of us, we just say, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. It's not like that. Because if God did not answer you that day, you will be in trouble. He said, remember. So you go back home, sit down, take your note, and look at January, February. Remember, 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 remember all his benefits. Remember. You must remember. God doesn't like ungrateful people. You must remember. The day you are on admission, remember and thank him. Oh, goodness. I will not be ungrateful. This is a solemn assembly. We are going to praise him. We are going to be grateful. Because I am telling you, 2025 you sowed, 2026 you are going to reap. Because that's the year of the harvest. Amen. I said that is the year of the harvest. Listen, let me tell Musayo, look at me, hear me. What you are looking for, nobody can give you. God has to bring it to you. Huh? And it will not be long. Huh? It will not be long. Are you hearing me? It will not be long. Huh? Are you hearing me, sir? Huh? You're almost there. Huh? You're almost there. I'm seeing you in front of your business. You're almost there. Like this. Like this. Listen, God is interested in you, and his word will not fail. The devil has lost every argument over your life. The devil has lost every argument. The case has been thrown out. So this is the day of the Lord's reward. And you must be ready. Your heart must yearn. You must know that your God is the rewarder of them who diligently, not passively, they are diligent seekers. This new year is the year of kings. New kings will rise in this earth. It's like the people I'm prophesying to are not here because Alfred, see, you just be following me. This 2026 is the year of kings. It's not the year of complainers. This new year, we are not going to complain about anything. We'll be taking step after step. Because there's also favor in this matter. Are you hearing me? There's also favor in this matter. Somebody will just call you and say, what is it you wanted to do? Take 1 million. Go and start. Because some of you, the Lord will make you bankers. You will become bankers of heavenly resources. And the Lord will send you to help other people. You prayed for God to bless you. God says, I'm not going to bless you. I will make you a warehouse of my blessing. And I'll be sending you to places where you'll be helping people. The heavens are ripe, oh, but your eyes need to be open to see it. God is not even talking about your wedding. He's talking about the day you will be having your children. God has gone past the problem. He's in the solution. Listen to me. This season, these 14 days, will be the day of collection. You will receive a full year in 1 month. They looked down on you and said, because you went to a polytechnic, I said, God has written off that verdict. The devil is a liar. You cannot write me off because of the school I attended. The favor of the Lord is over my head. You cannot, come on, can you prophesy? No man can write me off. Your table is with kings. It's not with ordinary men. God needs you in those places. God needs you in those places for his name's sake. I know what it means to sit in a particular office and then you have to be asked to do everything. And I know what it means to sit in a boardroom with directors and owners and captains of industry and they are asking you, how do we go about it? And I'm looking at all these men with gray hair. And I'm asking God, how did I get here? He said, if you did not obey me on the first day, you will not be here. The door is open because God is going to give you 3 years in one. Listen to me. Listen to me. My brother, I want you to hear me. You are going to, you see, sometimes you are waiting to hear God, but God wants you to take step of faith. You are not waiting for God, or God is waiting for you. I'm going to take steps of faith. Somebody was talking to me. God said, I should go come and be a pastor. I say, where? I can give you this church and walk away. You want to be a pastor? Are you sure? Pastor, no, they get wife. Oh. Are you sure you want to have a pastor? You want to? You know, woman. I said to a woman that hears God. Because today, women want to make it. And being a pastor, may. Say, we serve God. I say, you want to be like. I say, do you know how many certification courses I have done this year? Because you see me here smiling. I can't wait. You walk. If I have a shop and I make 10 million, it's my money. This church, there's no. The next pastor may not be for my family. So I have nothing here. You understand? I have nothing here. But if I have a business, oh, my children can inherit that one. Go and look at everybody God used in child. Is it Peter? Peter was a businessman. They called him from the business to come and become a pastor. God even called tax collector. You know tax collector? What do we call it in Lagos? Is it Wole? It's not Wole Wole. Okay, FRS. I don't think there's anybody that likes them. I don't think there's anybody. Because when they put 25% on your salary, your face will change. You will become red. Jesus even called a tax collector. Jesus called fisherman. And you say God cannot use you. Huh? If only you can see how glorious the things God has prepared for you is, you will now realize that the distance between you and God's promise is for you to get up. The scripture says, arise. Arise. And what? For your light has come. So the shining is now, will only be a product of your decision to rise. When you rise, nothing will happen. But as you rise, you will see the light. And you begin to shine. And that is your portion. This is the year of kings. This new year is the year of kings. And I'm talking about you. Listen to me. For the word of God says, I will restore to you the years that the canker worm and the palmer worm have destroyed. Listen to me. The Lord says he will recover years. The Lord said he will recover your years. That is powerful. That is powerful. A brother reached out to me from the UK with his wife, and they said the Lord said because that they've been going through a lot of challenges, and when they started praying, the Lord said, go back and reconnect to your source. So they now call, say, you are our pastor in Nigeria. I'm so sorry, we've not been in touch. Me too, I'm busy. It's not like everybody's busy. So I prayed for them. And even in Nigeria, they were trusting God for a child. The medical report was not looking so good. But now, God gave them twins. As the twins came out, they had to quickly operate on one. Something was wrong with the baby. And we kept telling them, this child was a gift from the Lord to you. The baby will not die. And a few weeks ago, they reached out to my wife. And they said, both babies are healthy. And they are at home. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes, it's not even God you need. It's Elijah. You must be sensitive. Know the person that God has put in your space. That's why if you are here and you work in a company, I beg you in the name of the Lord, this is not the season to complain. No. As they are giving you the work, just be doing it. Eh? Nobody is shouting amen again. Okay, I'll remove my shirt now. You people are shouting amen just now. I said, the blessing is locked in the extra. Nobody rewards you for doing what you are. It is the extra. If they say pray 1 hour, you now did 1 hour 30. The blessing is in that 30 minutes. Don't complain. Huh? You may think nobody is seeing you. Even me, I can see you. I'm not in your office, but I can see you. I'm telling you that the blessing that is coming will come in that extra work. Do it joyfully. There's a lot coming. There's no time to complain. Put in the effort and ask yourself, if this was your company, will you run it like this? There is no boss that doesn't like a wonderful, even let him be as wicked as anything. They love hard workers. Don't complain. Don't talk about your salary. Yeah, because glory is coming. Shouting will not increase your salary, but God can put it in the heart of that man. He will just say, you are doing well, though. Let's add 150. And that 150 will be significant, because now 200 to 350, you know, is significant. Complaining will not get the job done. These 14 days, lay your hands on your children every day and bless them. Because glory is coming. Yeah. If you don't have children, lay your hands on your womb. Call their names and bless them. Because glory is coming. None that is given to you by God will be lost. Yeah. They cannot be wayward. This is a 14 days for total renovation and repair. So don't pray and leave your children. Mention their names and say they are blessed. Whether you are married or not, mention their names. Say Chuku Emeka. Mention their name. Eh? Olua, mention their names. Huh? Is somebody praying? mention their names and say they are blessed. Joseph was, there was a testimony concerning Joseph. He said, God blessed my house because of you. There are some of you that are going to come into that dimension where you will be favored, because your presence in that company, your presence in the lives of people would bring progress to them. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19. Please, let's pray with this and we'll close for the day. I see the Lord. I see the Lord.
Most high is holy. Is holy. And beautiful.
I see the Lord.
I see the Lord, Most High.
His glorious
in mercy.
This is going to be our prayer point for this week. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19. For out of us shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I said there will be merriment in your house. I said in your house this December there will be shouts of joy. For thus saith the Lord, I will multiply them. And there shall not be few. I will also glorify them. And they shall not be small. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Listen to me. This is your testimony. This is God's promise to you. Oh, glory to God in the highest. 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 Strength to wait upon him is released. In the name of Jesus. As you wait upon him, your weakness will be exchanged for his own strength. Can someone say thank you, Jesus? Can someone give God all the glory? Give him all the praise. Hallelujah. You are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty God.
You are so good, you are so kind. You are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty God.
You are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty God.
You are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty God.
You are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty God.
You are so good, you are so kind.
Almighty God.
You are so good, you are so kind.